Around the church, Boise, Idaho Temple prepares for open house rededication. The Boise, Idaho Temple, which closed in July 2011, for extensive renovations opens for a public open house from Saturday, October 13th through Saturday, November 10th, 2012, excluding Sundays. Free reservations for the open house can be made through boisemormontemple.org. The temple will be formally rededicated on Sunday, November 18, 2012, in three sessions. In conjunction with the rededication of the temple, there will also be a cultural celebration featuring music and dance on Saturday, November 17, 2012. Church, Red Cross strengthen relationship with memorandum. In June, Gail McGovern, CEO of the American Red Cross, visited Welfare Square to formalize a memorandum signed earlier this year that makes it easier for church facilities to be used as licensed blood operation centers. It also details how the two organizations will work together in times of disaster relief and in conducting preparedness efforts. We are more prepared than ever for when disaster strikes because of the relationship we have with the LDS Church, Ms. McGovern said. Following a guided tour of Welfare Square and the Bishop's Central Storehouse, Ms. McGovern and other Red Cross representatives met with Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and members of the Presiding Bishopric. Members celebrate 175 years of the Church in Britain. On July 7, 2012, more than 1,000 members, friends, and local dignitaries from across the United Kingdom gathered in Lancashire, England, to celebrate the 175th anniversary of the arrival of the Church in Britain. Following a concert program, Area 70 Elder Stephen C. Kerr reminded members that the doctrine taught by the first missionaries to England is the same doctrine of faith that the Church proclaims to the world today. London Chapel renovation, rededication extend the gospel to many. The British capital's most prominent Latter-day Saint meeting house, the Hyde Park Building, located in the heart of London, was rededicated in two sessions in July following renovations, which included a new interactive visitor center on the ground floor and a statue inspired by Thorvaldsen's Christus. The building is now the center for the London, England Hyde Park stake, which comprises seven wards and 2,000 members from 115 countries. End of News of the Church.